This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1909. Own the Connections by Trying Something New. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Do you have trouble connecting with your coworkers? Lots of awkward silences in the elevator? Today, Lindsay and Michelle show you a tactic that works at home and in the office to feel more connected to people around you.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey, Michelle, I got a question for you.
All right, Lindsay, hi. What's the question?
Well, do you have an easy time kind of making friends and sort of figuring out how to connect with them, like with that one person? You know, what is it about them that you could bring out in them and that connection? Is that easy or what do you think?
Well, Lindsay, I think that I like to think that it's easy. I think what makes it easy, and we've talked about this before, is just finding things that you have in common.
Yeah.
And that's when the conversation really gets going. But sometimes it's not always that you have a bunch of stuff in common that will lead to a lot of exciting conversation. You have to kind of find it.
You do have to find it. Yeah. And that can be hard, you know. Not everyone takes the time, though, to try to do it. But I think it does make sense if you can take a little extra time and figure out what your angle is. I bet that applies to your kids, too, right? Mm-hmm. To connecting with your children. I know a lot of our listeners are parents, but today we're going to find out about a strategy that goes way beyond just parenting, right, Michelle? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of things from real life just make me think of, you know, how can this apply to, you know, connecting in any situation, language learning or whatever it is. This is really, I'll tell you more in a minute, but just about my experience as a mom and how I've found to really get even closer. I mean, my daughter is a real baby right now, so she doesn't have interest.
She doesn't have interest,
eats, eat, that sleep, kind of thing. Yeah, she's sort of shake a little rattle, but that's about it. So we'll talk more about that in a second. But guys, we want to say thank you so much to those who have reviewed us, right? Thank you to our reviewers. And if you haven't reviewed us yet, right, Lindsay, what should they do?
You guys got to go leave us a review, right? Leave us a review. Let us know what you think about the show. Special thank you to Quay Rio Riep from the U.S., T.D. Tubsen from Switzerland, Donin SF from the U.S. Thank you to Foot Teach from Iran and Yuran Hu from the Czech Republic. I love that these reviews, Michelle, are from all over the world. Most of them are 5-star reviews, by the way.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
And one of them here, they asked a question, and I'm about to put this question into our list here.
All right. So, can't wait to read it.
Yeah. Great place to put your questions and just let us know what you think about the show, guys. Read, and we'll try to read your name on the show. Okay. Good stuff.
Excellent. All right. So thank you guys so much. So what I was saying was that one of the things that, little kids, they get really into their phases. So my son used to love Thomas the Train.
Yeah.
And now it's this show Paw Patrol. And there's always this phase. And the second, You bought them every single toy you can buy, then they're not interested in
me. Oh, so, no. Isn't that such an analogy for life? That's how adults are too, isn't it? When you get everything, all those things, you finally get them, you don't want it anymore.
I'm like kind of today I had a situation. We were, you know, I was thinking about like what to do. So I had my son home from school today. So I had the two children and I decided because he still loves trains, even though he doesn't necessarily like that show. But I decided that we would just ride the train just like one stop and get off and then like go to like a toy store and I would get him a little something. And so we did that and he only wants one thing. And I didn't think that the store we were going to would have that thing, but I figured, okay, I'll get him something else. So we like take the train, like, you know, we do the whole walk. He's really excited for whatever toy it's going to be. And then we get there and it had closed 10 minutes ago.
Oh no, poor thing. Oh, and did he throw a tantrum? Did he freak out?
A tantrum. Well, he got very upset because he wanted that toy. But again, I don't think that toy was going to be there. So I, you know, I had to, it's interesting to like try and talk him through a disappointment. Like I tried to teach him the word disappointed and then you know, I like said like, oh, you're feeling, and then I was like, so what you're feeling, it's disappointed. I was like, do you want to say that? Do you want to try saying I'm disappointed? He's like, no.
He's like, no, because he's disappointed. He doesn't want to hear about it.
Yeah. I'm like, so to anyway, but my whole point is when he does get into something, I want to get into it too. Like I was telling Lindsay, we're going to be Paw Patrol for Halloween.
Yeah,
like with Thomas, like I learned all the songs. I may like, you know, I want to, and I really feel that when I do that, it really like makes him feel closer to me because it's like, oh, like we share the same interest, even though like, he's That's a kid cute. And I'm the mom. So like, I don't know. It just, so it could be the books, like I'll read him the books about Paw Patrol, like all sorts of things. Like, do I necessarily care about it myself? No. But like, I know the characters, I know about it. Like, so I'm able to like have like this, like I'm realizing that there's a positive impact of like me just like actually like genuinely enjoying what he enjoys or caring about it.
Got it.
Even though like I just said, I don't, not really, but like he thinks. But this got me thinking about relationships in general, like not just with kids. And I often have students asking me about making friends, and we have to think about this philosophy. And again, I don't want you to think that, oh, that I'm like making it sound like children. It's not that. It's just something from my life that I realized like can apply to everyone really. Like, so let's say everyone at your office watches a certain show, right?
Yes. Yes.
You can be a bystander. You can listen to it. But if you don't watch that show and like become a fan, you know, then you won't share that, right?
Oh, man, this makes me think of football and my extended family.
Oh,
no. Does this mean I have to become a football fan?
No, it doesn't. I think you have to stay true to yourself. But I do think like, especially in the situation of, I think a lot about like the office, like being at an office. If, you know, like you're working on your English, you want to make friends. I really think that like just to ask questions about the show, like
don't force yourself,
but I also think like pick up one of the things that they're talking about, right? Like and then see, because then you will start to have things in common. So like just try it, you know?
Yeah. And it is just more fun. Like sometimes I'll be, you know, out in Denver and a game just lets out and I see these people and they're so into the game, right? They're so into the fact that their team won or they're sad. Like they're super invested. And I wonder what would that be like to be that big of a sports fan, you know?
I don't know.
Because you really get into it and then you're fully living in the moment. You really care about what happens in that game. And then you can connect with the people at work that really cared about that game. Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I don't know. When I thought about this, I very specifically was thinking like of an office setting because I just think that that's like a place where you want to, you know, really jump in. And so I guess my point is just like have an open mind.
Yeah.
And, you know, if there's one show that they talk about all the time, like try it out.
Try it out. Because,
you know, you know, it's just going to bring about more opportunities for connection. So if you necessarily, you know, if you're like sitting in the lunchroom and like people are always talking talking about something and then you're like, oh, I don't, sure. Like, I'm happy to ask questions about it or just to listen. Actually watch it. Like, go for it, you know?
Yeah, it kind of, it feels awful to be, and it kind of feels a lot like what happens when we don't speak a language, that we're always talking about how to avoid that situation where we feel disconnected. I'm imagining in the office lunchroom, it's the same thing. Like, there's always a moment with my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, everyone on that side of the family when they go into football. It's 10 minutes and I just literally, like, I tune out. I just look around the room and then they come out of it. But it does feel like...
Wait for it to pass.
Wait for it to pass. Thank God it passes. But it is a moment of disconnection, of being totally disconnected from these people around us. So we want you guys to feel that connection at the office, right?
Right. So you do... Yeah, it's like you kind of just like glaze over. Really just like wait, you know, maybe look at your phone a little bit, right? So it is this, like, again, you, I mean, yeah, I have this with sports a lot too, actually. Yeah. But I mean, I think that, again, don't force yourself. And it's not saying do something that you're not interested in. Like, you don't need to become a huge football fan, you know, but if there are little things that you can do, if you are really, you know, trying to form these connections, and, you know, that's a way to do it, is to just like actually, it's kind of like the fake it till you make it idea, right?
Yeah. And you can also enjoy, I'm just thinking, going with the football analogy, maybe you don't get into the nuances of why this team traded that person, which is what I hear all the time, I don't know. But maybe I can enjoy going to a game, eating like a bratwurst, drinking a beer, or just sitting in the living room eating popcorn with my family, right? I can enjoy that part of it, you know? Mm-hmm. So there is something to it. So Michelle, what could our listeners do in terms of vocabulary to get into it, get into these things, that TV show or that game, whatever it is?
Okay, sure. Well, I mean, the first thing is to ask questions, you know, like, oh, what channel is it on? Or what's it about? Yeah. Right. That's a huge what's it about. Yeah. And then when you watch, right, what's something you could say?
Yeah, you could say, I started watching or reading or listening to blank. Right. So for example, I started watching Breaking Bad. I never watched Breaking Bad, but a lot of people did. So I was cut out of a lot of conversations. You never did. What was the one about the teacher that was like cooking up cocaine? Is that that? That's that. Okay, that is that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Is it cocaine? Something, maybe. Whatever. Something. I don't know. But yeah. Right, exactly. Like, I mean, I've been, you know, in those situations where you're kind of like,
Yeah.
So take that moment and do something about it, you know, like actually say, okay, I'm gonna actually give it a try.
Yeah. The one that I did just start watching since we've been recording together, Michelle, is Handmaid's Tale. Oh my God. Jeez Louise. It's so intense. We had to take a break from it just because it is so intense. It's good, but it's too much to handle.
Yeah. I just realized today that I'm not watching any specific shows.
Wow. That's a first, right?
I mean, it's in a while. Like, I don't have a series that I'm watching. No. I'm just like last night, like, you know, the movie My Cousin Vinny?
Yeah, of course. That is so good, actually.
It's so good.
It's so good. I think we watched that once in an ESL class I was teaching in New York, actually, really? Because of the New York accent, right? It's a New York family.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen it so many times and it was just on last night and like, I was just watching it and I was laughing out loud. Like,
it's so good.
It is still funny. Like, so anyway.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
All right. So what else, Michelle? What else do our listeners need in terms of vocab to take this to the next level?
All right. So another thing you could say is, guess what? I'm on episode blank of blank. So, for example, guess what? I'm on episode 4 of Game of Thrones. That's another one I did not watch. Did you watch that?
No, I never got into Game of Thrones. Yeah. I'm just not going to be able to catch up now. Or you could say, are you caught up on Handmaid's Tale, for example? Are you caught up on This Is Us? That's one that you and I have watched in the past, right? Mm-hmm. This is us.
Mm-hmm. And like people will be excited then. Like,
yeah,
like that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's a difference between being like, oh yeah, like, yeah, like tell me about this show. And then if you watch it, and then because if somebody really loves it and then you get into it, then it's like, oh, you are like, what's going on? Like, what's going on that episode again? Mm-hmm. Like you haven't heard the pet, you know, like then it's like, oh
yeah. It's
know.
Like you delve into a whole new world that wasn't there before. Like a right. whole new set of things you can talk about with the person. And again, guys, relationships are built not necessarily while you're discussing the business. It's sort of around the business, right? During the lunchtime, around that small talk and socializing. Right. A lot of right. you guys have told us you need skills for being social at work. This is it. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So another thing would be just like, what did you think of X? Like, what did you think of SNL, Saturday Night Live? Like that. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have to be always like a series that, you know, it can yeah. be just like a variety special type thing.
Sure. Is there anything we should avoid here, Michelle, when we're bringing this up, we're asking people yeah. about these things, these shows?
Mm-hmm. Right. I think avoid being insincere, right? Like, don't just say something to fit in, you know, like try yes. it. But it's also like, if you don't like it, like if I tried to watch Game of Thrones to fit in with people, I don't think it would work, right? Like,
yeah, I feel the same way.
Or the football thing. Like, you want to be true to yourself, because then people can kind of, like, then it's weird, right? Because then...
Yeah, that would be like, weird.
Because then it feels like, oh, you're just, like, doing it. Like, it's, like, feels like you're copy. Like, if you're doing, like, avoid doing everything the other people do. Like, you don't all of a sudden have to copy everything or watch everything.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
choose,
yeah, yeah.
Try
yeah.
and choose one thing and yeah. have an open mind to it, because maybe you will like it. But if you don't like it, that's fine, too.
Completely, yeah. I don't need to just know everything about football to connect with them. Maybe it's another topic that they have to themselves that I could get into, right? Maybe right. football, I leave it for them. And sometimes I feel kind of great that I can tune out for a minute, to be honest.
Take a little rest.
Exactly. So don't lose yourself, right, Michelle? Right. Don't lose right. yourself, right?
Right, yes. right, right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So and I would say, like, you know, try and make it a goal that, you know, to get into one new thing you hear other people talking about, especially if it's something they're going to talk about every week, you know, try it yes. out. Like, but again, don't, I mean, like, if it's not for you, like, you, that it's just not going to, people will be able to tell and like, oh, really? Like, seems like she's just watching it to, you know, like, I don't
that's
know.
Weird. That's weird. Yeah. Don't lose yourself. I love it. Should we do a role play for our listeners?
Let's do it.
All right. So I'm who's new at work? You're new at work.
Oh, I guess I meant
you're new at work. So you're new at work, Michelle. And I am going to tell you that I love a show called Pumpkins. Okay. Yes. All right. Here we go.
All right. Here we go. All right. Guess what, Lindsay? I'm on episode 3 of Pumpkins.
Oh, wow. You started watching? Awesome. What do you think?
Oh, it's great. Are you caught up?
Yes, I've watched season 2. I can't wait for you to get to episode 12. It's incredible.
What did you think of the twist at the end of the first episode?
I was shocked. See, yeah, so it becomes more fun, that connection now. A lot more yeah. fun, you know? Yeah. I mean, in some ways, in a perfect world, we would just connect naturally with everyone. We wouldn't have to have a TV show or a piece of media. But yeah. That's not reality, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. People like to talk about the shows that
they watch. They do. So what did we say here? Let's see. We said first you said I'm on episode 3. Right?
Uh-huh. Pumpkins. Mm-hmm. That's just Pumpkins. The show I thought to name. I don't know what it's about, but.
Oh, it makes me think of the show Ghosts. Have you seen Ghosts?
No.
It's cool. It's fun. It's just half an hour and it's a great one. Anyways, go check it out okay. and then we can talk okay. about it, Michelle.
Okay. See?
Business English here.
And then you said, what do you think? So, but, and then this is a good one. Are you caught up? What does that mean?
Have you seen it all the way until the end? Like, have you seen the most recent episode? Are you
exactly.
caught up?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yes. And then you got all excited. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I mean, it's not necessarily using, like, we didn't use all the expressions here. I right. just wanted to give an example of how it works.
Yeah, but you did say at the end, you said, what did you think of the twist? Right. Yes. We taught our listeners that. What did you think of X? Something that happened.
Right.
Now you have more to talk about, guys. This is how we avoid those kind of awkward moments where it feels like there's nothing to talk about at work.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. Those awkward silences. I don't know. I think just try and find the things that you might have in common. And if you don't have something in common, pick one thing that everyone's talking about, try it out, see if it's for you. If not, move on, see if there's another thing. But, you know, that, yeah, I think that it's just a good idea. Like, and it just leads me back to what I was saying about my son is like, I have, like, have to, you know, if I show genuine interest, it brings a lot more to our relationship.
And you have more fun too. So that's the key, guys. Yeah. So this really is, even though, you know, we started the episode talking about kids and family and everything, right. It's business English for the modern professional, right? Because we watch TV, our coworkers watch TV, we connect on different media, different things happening. This is business English right here, guys. So good stuff, absolutely. Michelle. Good stuff.
All right. Well, this was fun. And Lindsay, I guess we're not going to be watching football anytime soon.
No, I'm not getting into that. Nope, not going to happen. All right, Michelle, take care. I'll talk to you
soon.
Bye,
Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.